News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
They found a motorway will be five times safer than what is already there. And that's what it really comes down to, road safety. It's the biggest imperative in this project. The current road simply isn't fit for purpose. And, you know, it is great. Like, I've always been adamant that I know that the project needed to look at all eventualities, but a motorway really is the only show in town as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that was Gareth Murphy, Fianna Fáil councillor from Mallow, speaking to Kieran on the Hard Shoulder last night. It's the Cork to Limerick N20 road set to be upgraded to a full-tolled motorway at an estimated cost of €2 billion. To discuss this, we're joined by Brian Hyde, chairman of the Cork Limerick Alliance Group, and Gillian Coughlin, also a Fianna Fáil councillor for the Bandon Kinsale Municipal District. Brian, to you first. You don't welcome the news of the motorway. Tell us why.
Well, in relation to the M20 being upgraded to a motorway, this would mean building a completely new road, taking thousands of hectares of land, splitting farms, destroying people's homes and businesses to build a motorway, which has a capacity of 57,000 vehicles a day. The number of vehicles actually travelling directly between Limerick and Cork is 3,000 vehicles a day, and the rest of the traffic is inter-urban traffic. And like the largest amount of traffic is from Mallow to Cork and Croom to Limerick. But we believe that the N20 must be upgraded for safety reasons and time improvements between the two cities. What is needed on the N20 is bypasses of Charleville and Buttevant and the opening of the Northern Relief Road in Mellowtown and the realignment of the road in places north of Charleville. There's no justification to build a motorway.
Okay.
Which is going to cost in the region of €3 billion to take 3,000 vehicles a day between the two cities.
Gillian Coughlin, how about that? You've capacity for 57,000 cars a day. There's only 3,000 cars on it. It doesn't make sense.
Good morning, Shane. Well, I believe that we really have to be ambitious with population growth and with a vision for regional development for the southwest. I believe a motorway really is very important to connect the second and the third largest cities in this country for freight, for population movement, for active travel. I think really the time of just tinkering around with roads is gone. We must be more ambitious. We must scale up. We must respond to our exponential population growth. The way in which this is being planned with the transport hubs along the route will provide an extraordinary opportunity for those small towns and villages to grow and to serve the cities of Limerick and Cork. I think it's an extraordinarily ambitious plan and I welcome it wholeheartedly.
It certainly is extraordinarily ambitious if the capacity is 19 times the current road usage.
Well, have we not always been behind the curve? Like, look at Dublin Airport. We need a counterbalance to Dublin. Always we seem to build infrastructure and as soon as it's built, it's obsolete. You know, we do need to build.
No change for that happening with this one, to be fair.
You may say that now, but let's see. You know, Cork and Limerick, with offshore wind, with technology, with the amount of potential that is in the southwest region, I really believe that, you know, let's wait and see. Let's wait and see 10 years' time how Cork and Limerick have expanded to
Cork. Brian, how about that? How about that? If you build it, they will come. And it's good to be ambitious with these projects.
Well, the draft national planning framework has identified that the development of our regional cities is critical, complementing the role of Dublin whilst providing effective regional development and a counterpart to Dublin's growth. And what we've always said, the most effective way is to build a new M24 between Limerick and Waterford and connecting into the M8 at Kerr, and this will allow for effective linkages between the cities at a fraction of the cost of what they're proposing. And also, I just want to say that I was at the oral hearing in 2010 when this was being discussed, and the Inspector Daniel O'Connor in his final report recommended to the board rejection of the motorway in relation to capacity of the 3,000 vehicles a day, and that has not improved in the last 14 years. So we're going to build a motorway that's going to cost in the region of €3 billion. When you take into account that this motorway is going to go into Blackpool, which is a bottleneck, our major industries and our deep water port is on the eastern side of the city. So we're going to have to build a link between Blackpool and the interchange to get access to our industrial base and also to the
Okay, Gillian, your response?
Yes, well, the Dunkettle interchange has been upgraded, as you know, of late, and there is a plan to link that over to Blarney, and that will have to be done. That certainly is the case. However, I reject the proposal of going from Limerick to Waterford. I live here in Bandon, and the southwest certainly needs this. This will open up the southwest region for industry, for connectivity. You know, if you think of what the motorway in, say, from Cork to Dublin has done for East Cork, people now live in Mitchelstown and work in Dublin. This sort of connectivity between Limerick and Cork will certainly open up the southwest region. People can live away, you know, down here in Bandon and down in Dunmanway or in Bantry, and easily get to Limerick and up to the west. And it opens up the southwest region for people.
Gillian Coughlan, Fianna Fáil councillor, and Brian Hyde, chairman of the Cork Limerick Alliance Group. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Lots of texts coming through on this. I'll just give you one of them. Of course, it makes sense to build a motorway, especially if you're worried about the climate, the amount of pollution caused by traffic jams in every village on the way to and from Cork, says Darren in Tip. But not everyone agreeing with that. We'll keep those texts coming through. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.